بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فعن سلمان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال: يا أيها الناس، قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك، شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر، شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا، من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه، ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه، وهو شهر الصبر، والصبر ثوابه الجنة، وشهر المواساة، وشهر يزاد في رزق المؤمن فيه، من فطر فيه صائما كان مغفرة لذنوبه وإتق رقبته من النار، وكان له مثل أجره من غير أن ينقص من أجره شيء. قالوا: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ليس كلنا يجد ما يفطر الصائم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يعطي الله هذا الثواب من فطر صائما على تمرة أو شربة ماء أو مذقة لبن، وهو شهر أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره إتق من النار، من خفف عن مملوكه فيه غفر الله له وعاتقه من النار، واستكثروا فيه من 4 خصال: خصلتين ترضون بهما ربكم، وخصلتين لا غناء بكم عنهما. فأما الخصلتان اللتان ترضون بهما ربكم فشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وتستغفرونه، وأما الخصلتان اللتان لا غناء بكم عنهما فتسألون الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار، ومن سقى صائما سقاه الله من حوض شربة لا يظمأ حتى يدخل الجنة. رواه ابن خزيمة في صحيحه. امام ابن خزيمة رحمه الله تعالى narrates this hadith on the authority of Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who says that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us. He gave a khutbah. He delivered a sermon. Fi akhir yawmin min sha'ban, on the last day of Sha'ban. فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, in that sermon he said, O people, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ, there dawns upon you a month which is great, which is revered in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is blessed. شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, it is a month in which there is a night which is better than 1,000 months. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, the night of Qadr, the night of power. شَهْرٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيدَةً, it is a month the fasting of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fard and compulsory. وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوُّعًا, and it is a month the قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sunnah. قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ meaning the Salatul Taraweeh. من تقرب فيه بخصلة. One who comes near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who strives to acquire the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by carrying out an optional deed, a nafl deed. Kana kaman adda faridatan fima siwahu. Then he is like that person who carried out a fard in days other than the month of Ramadan. وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيدَةً فِيهِ. And one who carried out a fard, a compulsory deed during the month of Ramadan, كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيدَةً فِيمَا سِوَاهُ. He is like that person who carried out 70 faraid, 70 compulsory deeds during days other than the month of Ramadan. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ السَّبْرِ. It is the month of sabr. During this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests our patience. Because our sleeping behavior changes. Our whole timetable changes. The sleeping pattern changes. The eating pattern changes. Eating habits change. A person has to remain hungry for 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 18 hours, depending on the month of the year that Ramadan al-Mubarak falls in, and depending on where he resides. So it is the month of sabr. The person who has the quality of sabr will reap the fruits of the month of Ramadan. And the one who does not have the quality of sabr, he will waste this opportunity. And sabr is of three types. One is sabr alal musiba, exercising sabr, exercising patience when faced with a calamity, when faced with a difficulty, when faced with some grief, some pain. Sabr ala al-musiba. The second type of sabr is sabr ala ta'a, to remain steadfast on obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Carry out the faraid, carry out the wajibat, carry out the sunan muakkada. This is the compulsory steadfastness. And thereafter the optional steadfastness on obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carrying out sunan ghair muakkada, carrying out the mustahabbat, carrying out optional deeds. So as-sabru ala ta'ah, remaining firm, remaining steadfast when being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as-sabru anil ma'asiyah, remaining firm and remaining steadfast in staying away from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Staying away from haram,
staying away from makruhat tahrimiyah. This is compulsory steadfastness. And staying away from makruhat tanzihiyah. This is a bonus steadfastness. So sabr is of three types. And in all three sabr, a person needs to be firm and steadfast. Calamity, grief, pain demands that we do something which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cry, we lament, we complain, we scream. To remain happy with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to control ourselves, to control our emotions and to remain steadfast and firm. This is sabr ala al-musibah. Sabr in the face of grief, in the face of calamity. Sabr ala ta'ah, again the same thing. The inner self, the base desire. Wishes that we move away from the straight path. Leave the Fajr Salat, leave the Dhuhr Salat, leave the Asr Salat, leave fasting, leave giving of Zakah, leave the performance of Hajj. And to perform 5 times Salat regularly, to fast in the month of Ramadan, to give Zakah, the nafs finds it painful. So this is a type of musibah also. That is why it is called, it is also called sabr. Sabr ala ta'ah. To remain steadfast on obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same with sabr anil masiyah. To stay away from gazing at non-mahram ladies. To stay away from watching films. To stay away from adultery, fornication. To stay away from music. It is painful. For those people who are addicted, it is painful. This is also sabr. So sabr is to control one's emotions, one's sentiments. Sabr is to control the base desire, nafs. The desire of the nafs. And remain steadfast on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the straight path, and do only that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is sabr. And a person requires this quality of sabr throughout the 12 months. Without this quality of sabr, a person will not become successful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the face of calamity, he will break. He will complain. He will entertain negative thoughts regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why me? Why this? Why not him? Why not like this? He will complain. He will entertain negative thoughts in his mind. Slowly, slowly he will move away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will remember Allah less. He will stop coming to the masjid. He will stop performing salat. He will stop reciting tilawah. After doing all this, this is happening, what's the point? If a person is unable to control his base desire, if he does not have the quality of sabr, he will not be able to control his base desire. And if he is unable to control his base desire, he will not be able to carry out the faraid, he will not be able to carry out the wajibat, the sunan muakkada. He will not be able to abstain from haram and makruhat tahrimiyah. He will slip, he will fall. Sabr. Sabr is the quality of the heart. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlightens a person's heart with the noor of sabr, then he is able to face every type of calamity. He will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I am happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, if this calamity has fallen upon me because you are unhappy, then I am worried. But if you are happy with me, then I am not worried at all. Because through this calamity, you will expiate my sins. You will wash my sins. Through this calamity, you will elevate my status. Through this calamity, you will grant me your wilayat, your friendship. You will grant me the noor of taqwa. So if you are not unhappy with me, I am not bothered. And he will remain firm. He will not give in to the demands of his nafs, of his base desire. He will remain firm and he will carry out the faraid. He will carry out the wajibat. He will carry out the sunan muakkada. And he will be so firm that he will go further and he will carry out sunan ghair muakkada, mustahabbat, nawafil. He will remain firm and stay away from haram. He will stay away from makruhat tahrimiyah. And he will go a step further and he will try his utmost to stay away from makruhat tanzihiyah also. So a person with the quality of sabr will be able to follow the whole of Sharia. And the person who follows the whole of Sharia becomes the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those with the quality of sabr on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will reward them without any measure. What is the meaning of Allah will reward them without any measure? The reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them, it will be so much that no measure will be able to measure it. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ السَّبْرِ. Each and every second of our life is a test for our sabr. The one who swallows his anger, the one who controls his base desires, the one who remains firm and steadfast in the face of calamities. He is the successful one. Each and every second of our life, we are tested. And only that person will be able to succeed who has the quality of sabr. But in the month of Ramadan, we are tested even more. The timetable changes, extra 20 rakat of taraweeh. We sleep late, wake up early. We eat before dawn. Then we cannot eat until after maghrib. All our timetable changes. So specifically the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَهُوَ شَهْرُ السَّبْرِ. It is the month of sabr. It is the month of sabr. And it is through sabr a person becomes successful in this world and also in the hereafter. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further says, وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And the reward of sabr is Jannah. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said that during the month of Ramadan, because all our timetable changes, we have to change our habits during the month of Ramadan. We have to change our timetable. So we become very sensitive. And small things irritate us and we become angry. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِن سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ. If a person argues with you in the month of Ramadan, what should you say to him? فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمْ. You should say to him that I am fasting. I am fasting. And a person who is fasting does not argue with anybody. He does not do anything contrary to the wishes of the Creator. So I cannot argue with you. Inni saim. That is all you say. Inni saim, I am fasting. And according to another interpretation of the Muhaddisin, you say this to yourself. In sabbahu ahadun, if one argues with you, you don't say anything to him, you remain quiet. But you say to yourself within your heart, Inni saim, I am fasting. How can I argue with him? How can I fight with him? How can I become angry with him? I am fasting. I am a saim. I am in the state of fasting. And if fasting means that I avoid eating, I avoid drinking, I avoid sexual relationship from dawn to dusk, and that's it. That is a very cheap fast. I will abstain from eating, I will abstain from drinking, I will abstain from cohabiting, I will abstain from sexual relationship, I will also abstain from the sins of the eyes, from the sins of the ears, from the sins of the tongue, from the sins of the heart and mind, from the sins of the other limbs. I will not even think filthy with my mind. And I will begin my fast with halal food, and I will make iftar with halal food. This is the top grade of fasting. So therefore you should remind yourself, فَإِنْ سَبَّهُ أَحَدٌ. If one argues with you, you should remind yourself and say to yourself, إِنِّي صَائِمْ, I am fasting. And I want to fast the top grade fast, not the cheap one. So why should I argue? This is also sabr. To swallow your anger is also sabr. فَهُوَ شَهْرُ السَّبْرِ. This month is the month of sabr. And in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you again and again. He will test your patience again and again. Remind yourself, وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ وَالْجَنَّةِ. The reward of sabr is Jannah. The reward of patience is Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further says, وَالشَّهْرُ الْمُوَاسَاتِ. It is the month of sympathy. It is the month where we show sympathy to our fellow human beings, to our fellow Muslim brothers, to our fellow human brothers, to our fellow human beings. We show sympathy to those people who are working for us. We show sympathy to those who are under us. We show sympathy to those people upon whom we have some kind of authority. We show sympathy to the poor. We become considerate towards people. Month of sympathy. Shahrul Muwasad. Vashahrun yuzadu fi rizqil mu'mine fihi. It is a month in which the rizq of mu'min is increased. It is a month in which the rizq of the believer is increased. The amount of food that the believers eat in the month of Ramadan, they do not eat in days other than the month of Ramadan. Every believer, his intake of food increases. Only the time changes. Even the poor people who cannot find food otherwise, in the month of Ramadan, because it is the month of sympathy, so much sadaqah and charity takes place in the month of Ramadan, that everybody is eating good food. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this 1430 years ago, that it is a month in which the provision of the believer is increased. Until this day we see this in the month of Ramadan, that everywhere throughout the world, every mu'min household enjoys better food during the month of Ramadan. So it is a month in which the provision of the believer is increased. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this long hadith is mentioning the virtues of Ramadan. He is saying that the month of Ramadan is great. It is revered. He says that the month of Ramadan is blessed. He says that in the month of Ramadan there is a night which is worth more than 1,000 months. And he says that in this month, if a person carries out one nafal, it is equivalent to one fard. And if a person carries out one fard, it is equivalent to 70 fard. He says that this is the month of sabr. And the reward of sabr is Jannah. The opportunities that a person acquires to gain Jannah during this month, he will not get those opportunities outside Ramadan. He says this is the month of sympathy, where the brotherhood also becomes stronger and one is able to help each other and again acquire rewards in the hereafter. And he says that this is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the rizq of each and every believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah in Rajab and Sha'ban, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us live until the month of Ramadan, and may we reap the fruits of the month of Ramadan this year and in the coming years until we breathe our last. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Many of you are already aware that a very leading saint, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, has passed away on Sunday. He was a very great figure in the spiritual side, and Hadrat was affectionate towards myself and also towards the academy. So we are indebted to him because his prayers and his tawajjuh and his attention and his shafqat was also instrumental in where we stand today. So I urge all my friends, my associates, my well-wishers, that they should do some good, spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever amount they are able to, recite something, read something, and send the reward of it to Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali. When pious people pass away, we should do as much Isale Sawab as possible, because through Isale Sawab, through sending Sawab, there are double benefits. One is that the deceased benefits, his status is elevated, and we also benefit. On the day of Qiyamah, that pious person will look for us. Where is that person who was sending thawab to me? So we should send reward to the pious people, and we should also send reward for those who may be impious. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, because they are in need. So we should send thawab to one and all. So please, I urge all of you to
recite something, spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send reward to Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Jazakum Allah khair. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد المبارك وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا في محبتك وتقواك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وآخر دعوانا.